The Chronicles of Nadia, Book 3, The Magician's Nieces. Kitty was just barely coming to her senses when she felt herself being lowered into a large in-ground tub full of warm, soapy water. Snow and Night arranged her so that she leaned her shoulders against one edge and then came together and looked directly at Kitty. "Submissary," they said together, holding hands and pointing at Kitty. Kitty saw a mild glow surround her and then disappear, but other than that felt nothing special. "That ought to do until late tonight," said Night, doffing her negligee.
"Now you just stay in that tub,"
said Snow as she unshouldered her own white sheer top. And to Kitty's surprise, she found she didn't even want to leave the tub. She couldn't conceive of getting out of the nice warm water and bubbles, making a dash for freedom. "Lift your arm for me, Muffin," Night said, slipping naked into the water on Kitty's left. Without thought, Kitty lifted her arm as she was told. "And keep it up until I'm done." Night took a rough, scratchy loofah and began a vigorous scrubbing of Kitty's armpit.
"Hey!"
Kitty cried. "That tickles!" But she did not try to bring her arm down.
"That's a good thing, silly Billy," said Snow as she slid her body into the water on Kitty's right.
"Raise your other arm for me, pretty please." Laughing, Kitty helplessly raised her other arm and grit her teeth for the worst. Snow filled a soft washcloth with suds and reached over, bypassing the exposed armpit, and swirling the cloth all over Kitty's chest, circling one nipple and then the other. Night shot Snow a snideful look as she sponge-tortured Kitty's bare underarm. Snow shrugged.
"Was supposed to be bathing her," she replied.
"Yeah, but that doesn't mean we can't have fun," Night said, using her nails on Kitty's underwater tummy.
"Ain't that right, Muffin?"
she said into Kitty's ear, nibbling on the lobe. She continued circling the rough sponge. Kitty was too deeply in hysterics, bewildered why she couldn't bring her arms down. Snow just sighed and, satisfied that Kitty's pink nipples were now clean, brought the soft, soapy cloth into the armpit on her side, wiggling her finger through it to push it into the crevices.
"I suppose," said Snow, "I just don't want Aunt Alice to come in and find we haven't followed her explicit orders, which were to clean her."
She's your aunt?" asked Kitty, catching her breath as both girls were sponging and clothing her sides now out of the oh-so-tickly armpits.
"She's a witch," said Night.
"The magician kind," Snow added.
"Yeah, well," said Night, "she can be the other kind of witch, too."
"You take over for a while, Snow. I've got to get clean myself." As Night drifted deeper into the sudsy water, dipping her hair in and scrubbing her ample breasts with her hands, Snow was content to continue washing the little girl beside her. Kitty was grateful to not endure any further torture, and actually found the blonde's attentiveness and gentleness relaxing, particularly as she reached between Kitty's legs, softly scrubbed the lips of her little girl spot. All too quickly she was done and wiping down Kitty's thighs.
"Awfully quiet over there," Night said, her eyes closed, her hands rubbing somewhere on her body under the water.
"Patience is a virtue, sister." Snow moved to the far side of the tub. "Give me your left foot now, honey." Kitty's breath caught in her chest as her leg lifted quite against her will out of the water, laying her heel in Snow's awaiting palm.
"Please," Kitty begged, "please don't tickle me any more."
"Please don't tickle me any more," Night mocked. Snow shot her a cross look.
"Just relax," Snow said to Kitty.
She began wiggling a cloth-covered finger slowly between Kitty's little toes, gently working the soap and water between them. Kitty began to giggle.
"Now that's not so terribly bad, is it?" asked Snow sweetly.
It still tickles," giggled Kitty.
"But tickling is fun, isn't it?"
"But I don't want to laugh. I can't stop."
Oh, now that's just silly, said Snow. Who doesn't like to laugh? And why would you ever want to stop?
She wiggled her pinky finger gently in between two of the toes on the foot she held, forcing Kitty to wince and giggle even louder.
Besides, you seemed to like it a little while ago in the sling chair.
She winked. Especially at the end there, right? Snow stopped tickling so Kitty could answer. Kitty caught her wind and remembered the sudden onslaught of something that made her feel good all over, so much and so strongly.
But what was that? She asked innocently.
Night laughed. What was that? What, you mean you've never come before?
Kitty shook her head. No. This is my first time here. I came through my aunt's wardrobe of furs, and then I was here.
Knight was in hysterics.
Oh, she's just too virginal for words. No wonder Aunt Alice took her in.
Snow smiled.
Not that kind of cum, honey, she said.
We'll explain later, she added, catching the predatory glint in the eye of her advancing sister.
We will.
I will.
One of us will, and soon, I'm thinking, she said wickedly.
I can't believe you two are sisters, Kitty ventured.
She's sugar, I'm spice, said Knight, kneeling in the foot of the tub.
She does the soothing, I do the exciting. Basically, she brings out your polite cotillion giggles, and I bring out the rock and roll ones now. Give me that other foot, Muffin. And with a flourish of her sharp black nails, she took Kitty's other helplessly offered foot and began a fast, hard tickling of the soft, wrinkled sole. Kitty shrieked with renewed laughter, deafening the other ladies.
Now that's how to get a reaction, Knight called loudly to Snow, who just shook her head and resumed the soft tickling of Kitty's foot with the washcloth.
Kitty, her arms still overhead, wailed and screamed and cried as Knight's sharp nails ran four hard, fast, random trails over and over and over on her vulnerable soul.
Oh, please,
she blurted out.
It hurts.
You do tickle hard sometimes, sister, Snow said. Some nights when we're in bed, I think you want the tickles to actually hurt.
Yeah, well, you tickle like a baby, said Knight.
I'll bet this child tickles better than you do, in fact. And Knight stopped her tickling. Kitty's laughter slowly dying out as her body learned belatedly that the torture had ceased.
I'll give that idea a test right now.
She got out of the tub, her round bottom glowing with wet suds, and grabbed a towel, quickly drying off and laying it out as a mat.
I am so fucking horny right now. I'd love to see if the new girl can help get me off.
Sister, Snow began.
Hey, you, Knight said to Kitty. Put your arms down and get over here and tickle me.
Kitty's arms fell limp beside her, and she crawled out of the tub until she stood dripping at Knight's feet.
Where?
She asked resignedly. Knight wiggled her toes as her fingers toyed with her labia.
Oh, nothing too difficult for a novice like you. You can start with my feet. She wiggled her black painted toes.
Helpless to resist, Kitty knelt and began stroking the bottoms of Knight's pale feet. Knight closed her eyes, and her mouth began to twitch at the sides as she continued to massage her slit, opening it.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Do your worst.
Kitty's fingers went faster and harder. Knight yelped and kicked out, sending Kitty flying backwards into Snow's arms.
She's smaller than you are, Snow yelled. That's not fair.
I can't help it, Knight said, still giggling. She's got little fingertips. Even as Snow held Kitty up, the girl was still struggling to carry out her order and tickle Knight's feet.
At least let me hold them in place for her if that's what you want, said Snow, settling onto her bum and placing Knight's calves across her lap, securing them just in time as Kitty's wiggling fingers once again found their mark in Knight's feet.
Oh, fuck! Knight screamed as she started to laugh again loudly. Her hips bucked and her toes curled back, but Snow held them firmly.
Oh, shit! Oh, God, that tickles!
Kitty watched hypnotized as Knight's flailing fingers found their way to her sex, rubbing it in a circular motion before separating the lips and rubbing inside.
You can tickle her harder, suggested Snow. Use your nails.
Snow, you bitch! Knight laughed as Kitty's little nails began scraping under Knight's toes and around her heel. She was laughing so hard, her titties were flouncing up and down with the effort, and there were tears in the corner of her eyes.
Mercy!
Oh, fuck, 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 fuck! Knight thrust her hips forward several times, grunting with each thrust, but Kitty couldn't stop tickling her feet until Snow looked over at her and said, "Stop now." As Kitty stopped, Knight collapsed, her chest heaving for air.
"Are you happy now?" Snow asked her trembling sister.
"Damn," said Knight, slowly sitting up. "This girl has talent." She started to stand up and, with a surprise sweep of her leg, laid Snow flat on her back. In a flash, she'd pinned Snow's legs between her own.
"No!" cried Snow. "I don't want to right now."
"Don't lie to me," Knight said. "You always want to be tickled, don't you? Don't you?" And she wiggled her fingers on Snow's hips as she taunted her, forcing the pretty blonde into a torrent of musical giggles.
"You love it, don't you? Admit it. Come on."
"Okay." "All right. Yes, yes, all right." Knight turned her head to Kitty and pointed at Snow's helpless feet. "Tickle them," she ordered. Kitty sighed as she helplessly followed the raven-haired sister's command. Squatting once again, she noticed Snow's feet were even paler than her sister's, softer, a bit more rounded.
"You're gonna love this," Knight said to her sister, as Kitty's fingers began to trace patterns on each foot.
Snow initially grit her teeth and squealed, but very shortly she was emitting a steady stream of bell-like titters.
"Oh, my goodness! Oh, oh my! Oh, but that tickles!
She moaned as Knight reached up and rolled her puffy nipples between her fingers. Soon Snow was fumbling at her own womanhood, and although Kitty had seen Knight do the same, somehow this move still surprised her. But yet not as surprised as she was when Snow began begging between giggles.
"Oh, yes! Tickle me more!"
Kitty's fingers flew like birds across the soft soles and under the toes. No matter how hard and how fast she tickled, Snow never pleaded for mercy. If anything, she pleaded for more tickles, as her fingers opened the folds of her sex and began toying with the light pinkness within.
"Told you she was talented," said Knight, sitting atop Snow and holding her in place.
"Hey, Muffin, wanna know a secret?"
"No!" "No, don't," pleaded Snow, her fingers circling her clit. "Not that."
Knight smiled her best wicked smile. "Put her toes in your mouth and run your tongue over them." Obediently, Kitty dipped her head and took the wiggling toes between her lips, running her tongue under the soft pads. Snow's tender toes instantly spread apart, inviting the tongue to explore between them, even as Snow herself escalated her musical laughter to moans of joy that betrayed Snow's seemingly sweet demeanor. She plunged her finger deep inside herself as Kitty suckled and tickled at her feet, Knight content to simply ride Snow's legs and laugh. She lightly scrabbled her long black nails along Snow's thighs.
"Oops!" "Guess I let the cat out of the bag," she smirked.
Snow's only answer was a guttural grunt that permeated her hysterical laughter as she thrust her bottom into the air over and over, threatening to throw Knight from her. Finally, she let out a shriek and collapsed. Kitty, not having been told otherwise, continued licking between her toes and tickling her heel. But Snow only lay there giggling.
Oh my, oh, gosh, that tickles.
Better give it a rest, Pumpkin, Knight told Kitty, pulling her back from Snow's feet. Or she'll be at it again in no time. She could go all night like this. Snow pouted and wiggled her toes one last time.
Oh, pooh, she said, sitting up and brushing strands of disheveled blonde hair from her face.
But you're right, sister. Not just about that, of course, she said with a coy smile and a blush.
About her? There is something special about her.
First lesson's mine, said Knight, glancing at Kitty.
No, said Snow, stepping forward. She needs to be eased into it.
Knight turned to face her sister. 69, Tickle, she said. First to make the other come gets to be her first. Snow stuck out her chest.
Fine, but first she needs to be put to bed.
Kitty stood there shivering, hugging herself, frightened to find herself the prize in some bizarre game of tickling she didn't even barely understand.
Come, Snow said, extending her hand. Let's get you dressed.
Dressed? Kitty's heart leapt at the thought. She'd been naked since she arrived in the strange nightmare land. To be covered again would be a warm presence of her normal existence.
This ought to be small enough to fit, said Knight.
She was carrying a flimsy peignoir like her black and Snow's white one. This one was red, and it was trimmed in a fluff of red fur.
Slip it on, she said, tossing it to Kitty.
Kitty caught it and slipped it over her head. The sheer material hid nothing of her titties, merely filming them behind a red sheen, and the hem of the thing stopped at her belly button. As clothing, it was fairly useless.
That looks so cute on you, said Snow, running her fingers along Kitty's side through the flimsy material, causing Kitty to flinch and giggle.
Red is your color. We should call you Rose.
No, said Knight, grinning. Not Rose. Cherry.
She chuckled at her joke, and even Snow had to smile at the wordplay.
Cherry it is, then, Snow said.
My name is... But Kitty began giggling as Snow swirled patterns over her titties through the cloth. Knight came beside her and ran her nails over her unprotected bottom.
Nomina, she whispered in Kitty's ear. Your name is Cherry.
They stopped tickling her and each took a hand.
Ready to get some rest, Cherry? Snow asked.
Kitty nodded numbly. The ladies donned their own negligees, then led her through an alcove into a small room furnished with a table and round mattress covered in plush polar bear fur. The ladies helped Kitty into it, Knight patting her tush as Kitty exhaustedly tumbled in.
I'll come back to visit later, said Snow, kissing Kitty's forehead.
Or I will, said Knight with a wink. The sisters faced each other briefly, taking each other's measure, then left through the door, which suddenly became solid stone, sealing Kitty inside. Tired as she was, she couldn't even think of escape. Before she finally drifted off to sleep, she thought she could hear the laughter of both the women coming from somewhere within the vast caverns. Several hours later, Kitty stirred to the sound of stone on stone as the door to her room slid away. She peered into the darkness beyond, holding her breath. A face appeared, and arms and lower body, the middle swallowed up by the blackness, the effect of wearing a black peignoir in the night. Kitty scooted backward on the bed in fear as she saw Knight enter her room carrying a bag.
she whimpered, looking right and left.
Submissory, Knight intoned with authority, and Kitty trembled as she saw herself briefly glow, knowing that she would again be completely submissive to the sadistic sister. On your back, arms out, legs spread. Kitty positioned herself as ordered.
You did that thing with her toes, didn't you? Kitty asked. That's how you won.
Knight smirked as she dropped the bag.
Maybe, she said.
My sweet sister has a few other buttons that she simply can't resist when pushed. And now... She knelt on the bed beside Kitty and put a handful of tiny metal pegs with cloth pads on the end on the table, lifted Kitty's red peignoir up above her nipples, and began flicking an index nail under each of them.
Wake up, girls, Knight giggled. Time to get this party started.
Kitty pursed her lips to stifle any giggles as her nipples began to react to the stimulation. As soon as one hardened, Knight took two of the metal bits and placed them opposite each other against the nipple, the cloth pads pressing into the skin. She found a small screw and stuck it through the top of both metal bits, tightening it just enough so that the cloth pads held fast to the fleshy pink pebble in their grasp. She repeated the procedure with Kitty's other nipple when the first was secured. Both nipples secured within the clamps, Knight took two thin black feathers and fed them through the tiny gap between each clamp, sawing them back and forth a little.
"How's that, my little cherry?" she asked. "Can you feel that?"
Kitty squirmed and giggled as the hypersensitive nipples were held prisoner to the tickling feathers. She could shake side to side, but with Knight's evil devices she couldn't even get a half-second reprieve from the tickling.
"Yep, I think you can." Knight grinned.
She left the feathers in place and looked about innocently.
Now, where can I put these last two?
She looked up and down Kitty's prone body, letting her eyes rest between her legs.
Oh, yes, of course. How silly of me.
No, Kitty whimpered. Please don't. Kitty closed her eyes as Knight reached down and began to lightly pinch at Kitty's clitoral hood. Ignoring Kitty's pleas. As soon as she could feel Kitty swell beneath her fingers, she fitted the clamps in place the same as she did on Kitty's nipples, including fitting the black feather between it, forcing Kitty's hips to wiggle with a new bout of giggles. Poor girl felt as if every nerve in her body were on edge as she looked down the length of the body that was currently disobedient to her will. She blushed as she saw the gleaming silver pegs, even as she heard the jingling of Knight's next tool. A length of thin chain which, as Knight began untangling it, revealed itself to be three thin chains joined at a central point. Knight grinned quietly to herself as she began fastening the end of each of the three lengths to each of the pegs on Kitty's body, giving the center a small tug when done to test its strength. Kitty grunted as all three pegs tugged at her body simultaneously.
There we go, said Knight, satisfied with her handiwork. Now we're ready to play.
She reached into her bag and retrieved two small boxes with elastic bands, which she fitted around her hands, so that one box rested on the back of each.
Know what these are? She asked, showing them both to Kitty. Never mind, you'll find out.
And she tapped the back of both boxes. Kitty heard a sound like a beehive as Knight's left hand descended onto Kitty's side. And as soon as the fingertips made contact, Kitty realized what the buzzing was, for Knight's fingertips vibrated vehemently as they also began to knead at her ribs.
You like? Knight asked as Kitty began to shriek, eyes wide with surprise.
The shriek turned into a steady stream of laughter as a fool's grin forced its way onto her lips.
I see you do, she said, licking her lips, eyes glinting.
She lowered her other finger
into Kitty's belly button and began to wiggle, the vibrating finger electric against the sensitive area.
Kitchy kitchy coo, she said mirthlessly,
watching Kitty tremble below her, helpless to pull away or recoil.
You are such fun to tickle, Knight commented, randomly running both hands up and down Kitty's sides and into her underarms.
Sometimes she just rested her vibrating fingers against the taut skin of Kitty's armpits. Sometimes she dug them in with force, pulling unholy gales of hysteria out of the girl's small frame.
When I wear these, I don't think there's a spot on you that isn't ticklish, she said, pinching the flesh of Kitty's inner thighs as she did so.
Kitty squealed with glee, proving Knight's point.
So, Knight pondered teasingly. She rubbed up and down Kitty's trembling legs. If all these places are ticklish with my magic fingers, she eyed Kitty's little feet and arched an eyebrow. Shall we see?
Kitty shook her head back and forth violently.
No! Please! No! No, no!
For Knight had thrust her fingertips under Kitty's toes, forcing a finger between each of them, the vibration sending intolerable tickle signals screaming to the poor lass's brain.
Oh, yes, Knight said evilly without humor. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
She licked her lips and let her thumbnails swivel down to scratch at Kitty's insteps and heels.
Such delicious torture, isn't it? You're making me want to come just watching you. God, I may just have to fuck myself on your...
She looked down at Kitty's tortured toes and bit her lower lip.
Why the fuck not?
Knight sidled her hips closer to Kitty's right foot and began to lower her hairless pussy down onto it. Kitty barely registered the softness and wetness against her toes, rejoicing in the respite that came from Knight having to remove those torturous vibrating fingers in order to perform this maneuver.
Oh, fuck yes, Knight sighed. That's heaven.
Oh, but don't think you're out of the woods yet, little cherry. She put her vibrating left hand against the side of the foot, sending unbearable tickle spasms down Kitty's leg, and forcing immediate squeals of laughter out of her. The toes began to wiggle wildly, beyond Kitty's control. Knight exulted in the feeling, reaching out with her other hand and massaging the inside of Kitty's thighs.
Yes. Wiggle that little tootsie for Mama.
Even though she was choiceless from tickle spasms, Kitty's addled mind received Knight's words as a command, and the spell forced her to wiggle her toes with more vigor. She felt her big toe rub against something that felt like a wet bump, and Knight's eyes rolled back in pleasure.
Oh, you fucking angel!
She cried as Kitty felt her toes slip inside the brunette. Knight grunted, tickling with greater enthusiasm as Kitty's toes were suddenly drenched with wetness.
Oh, gods, that's good.
Kitty could feel Knight clench her pussy lips against her toe, even as she laughed crazily as the vibrating fingers worked their sadistic pleasure over her soles. Knight grunted and, reluctantly, pulled herself off Kitty's toes.
All right, pumpkin, she said.
Break's over, back to the matter at hand. And she put her fingertips inside both of Kitty's inner thighs and began slowly walking them up to where the little girl's legs came together.
That's right, pumpkin, Knight teased. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you.
She wiggled her vibrating fingers in the creases of Kitty's thigh joints, making her thrash more than ever before, the chain connecting the padded clips jangling with the music of her giggles. Knight was suddenly all over. Fingers and underarms, fingers down the side, fingers
On a foot or a belly button? Every ticklish part of Kitty was vulnerable and within easy reach to the vicious tickle assault. Kitty laughed so hard and became so breathless that she began to hiccup. When Knight stopped tickling, she panted, out of breath, and looked Kitty over. Yes, I think about now is right. And she took a hold of the center of the three chains connected to the clamps and held it aloft, making the chains tight. The vibrations, thrumming through her hands, and channeling down the taut chains, and into Kitty's clitoris and both nipples. The sensations on their own were stunning to the red-haired child, but the vibrations also caused the little black feathers stuck between each clamp to shudder, their frondy edges tickling the now hypersensitive bits. In a burst of laughter, Kitty felt her body heat up like a summer's day, spreading from her center all the way down to her toes. Knight grinned wickedly, holding the chains aloft, giving them little, tiny, rhythmic tugs, giggling mirthlessly to herself as she watched Kitty go into orgasmic seizures at each tug. "Snow may give you sweeter," she said. "But I guarantee you, no one will give them harder." And with a final tighter tug that she held in place, Kitty screamed and then collapsed on the bed, pulling her nipples and clit from the clamps as she fell. Knight straddled her chest and put her face to Kitty's. With a sudden move, her lips were on Kitty's. Her tongue pressed deeply into Kitty's mouth. Kitty was too overcome with sensation to do anything but lay there and moan. Finally, Knight broke the kiss and tugged Kitty's red nightie back to her tummy. "Better get some rest, kiddo," she said, "because you never know when I'm going to want to do this again." She left the room, the door shutting behind her, leaving Kitty in sweet darkness. Kitty didn't know how long she had slept. She awoke to someone softly stroking her hair and her cheek. She turned, and even in the dim light could make out the white gossamer and fur of Snow's outfit, and the pale skin of the pretty blonde. "Hey, sweetie," she whispered. "How do you feel?" Kitty began to tremble. "Please, please," she whimpered, lips trembling. "Please don't tickle me anymore." "Oh, shh, shh, shh," Snow whispered reassuringly. "Shh, submissory, shh. Relax, little one." And Kitty did relax, Snow invoking the submission spell, but she was still afraid inside. Kitty began. "I can't take any more tickling. I just can't. I'll die." Snow smiled. "You won't die," she said. She pulled down the shoulders of Kitty's red sheer top and began to softly caress Kitty's shoulders, neck, and chest. Kitty didn't even bother recoiling, knowing that if she did, all Snow would have to do was order her to keep still, and she would anyway. Besides, these touches didn't tickle. They actually felt nice. So Kitty submitted voluntarily to the caresses as Snow kissed her on the neck. "You realize," said Snow softly, "we have to make you laugh." Kitty tensed. "It's our job. If we don't, the Queen will be quite angry with both of us." Tears formed in Kitty's eyes, and she sniffed. "But," Snow went on, "there are other ways." She turned from the bed and returned holding an ornate glass jar with a stopper in the top. "Here," she offered, unstopping the bottle. A glowing pink vapor emanated from the opening with a smell that reminded Kitty of bubblegum. "What's that?" Kitty asked. "I'll tell you in a moment," Snow said, smiling. "Now, take a deep breath.
and Kitty, of course, had to lean in and inhale deeply the pink vapors.
It smells... it smells nice.
Suddenly, Kitty was smiling all on her own, tittering with Snow as though they were having an intimate little sleepover. "It's mirth mist," Snow explained, letting the vapor tickle her own nose.
I love this stuff. Here, take a bigger whiff. I don't want any.
And she took a deep sniff of the vapors and immediately fell apart in girlish giggles.
Now that doesn't tickle, does it?
Snow took another sniff of the fumes, smiled, and then began laughing musically. In a sudden fit of giggles, the jar slipped from her fingers, tumbling to the stone floor and shattering. Almost instantly, the entire room was suffused with pink vapors, with no door or window through which to escape.
Oh, no!
Snow wailed.
The queen will be so angry. You did it, not me!
Kitty exclaimed with a wide grin before falling back in fits of hysterics. For a long time, the two of them clung to each other, laughing, stopping, looking at each other, and bursting out again. The vapors fogged the entire room. Snow, laughing uncontrollably, began stroking Kitty's sides, making Kitty laugh, and possibly even more.
I thought you weren't going to. I want to, said Snow. Let me tickle you.
And Kitty had no resistance but to let Snow put her fingers anywhere she wanted, giving willing access to her underarms, offering her feet. Snow even had Kitty roll onto her tummy and get on her hands and knees.
This is what Night likes.
And she began tracing a fingernail around the edges of Kitty's bum pucker.
Hey!
Kitty laughed.
That tickles! Well, of course it does.
The more Snow laughed, the sillier she became, talking to Kitty like a preschool teacher, Kitty remembered.
It tickles her widow hiney hole.
Snow felt about it with her other hand for other parts. Snow felt about with her other hand for other parts of Kitty, which Kitty couldn't resist.
And it tickles her widow feet. And it tickles her widow tum-tum. And her widow titty nipples. And it tickles her itty-bitty kitty cat.
And she lightly raked a fingernail under Kitty's tush along the helplessly exposed labia. Kitty emitted little girlish squeals at the touch. Maybe it was the mirth mist that pervaded the room, or perhaps because Snow actually told her it tickled right there in her teasings, the little nail touches truly did send shivers of ticklishness straight up Kitty's body from her little girl's spot. With a finger in her bum and one along her sex, Kitty remained on her knees and elbows, tush hiked into the air, while Snow, giggling deeply, kissed all over her cheeks.
Oh!
She sat up surprised.
I was gonna give you a present. She rolled Kitty onto her back, the young girl tittering helplessly all the while, and pushed her legs apart. "Stay," she said. Carefully, her fingers worked the folds of Kitty's labia apart. "Where is she?" Snow called out, toying me. "Where's our little girl?" She slowly pulled back Kitty's clitoral hood, exposing the slippery pink pearl inside. "There she is! I found her!" Snow blew gently onto Kitty's fully exposed clit and grinned up at the giggling face of the helpless girl. "And here's a prezzy," she said, lowering her face to Kitty's sex. Kitty yelped when she felt Snow's lips and tongue press against her tender regions, then fell back into renewed fits of pandemonium. Snow said nothing more, but couldn't put her own giggles in check. Each outburst of hilarity expelled against Kitty's groin, while her tongue took short, fast licks like a cat at a milk bowl. Snow said, giggling and looking up at Kitty. "Does her like this? Does she like getting her little girl spot licked by her big sister?" The bliss overtaking Kitty almost all but fogged out the realization of what Knight, Snow, and the Queen were doing. The red peignoir so like Snow's white one and Knight's black. The new name? They were trying to make her like them. That should have frightened her, she thought. But she was laughing and giggling so hard, and the incessant lapping of Snow's tongue was making her lightheaded. So all she could get out was a giggly, "Uh-huh." Snow smiled a toothy grin as she continued licking Kitty's helplessly exposed clitoris. "Tongue tickles," she teased as she lapped and kissed. "Kitchy, kitchy." As Kitty grew wetter by the second, Snow pressed her lips firmly against Kitty's slit and began suckling on her button, her fingers lightly grazing the back of Kitty's thighs as she held her legs up high. Intoxicated by the fumes that were making her so giddy, Kitty only halfway worried that Snow was going to tickle her feet like this, and half worried that she wouldn't. Wide-eyed Snow must have picked up on the thought because she let her one hand spider walk up the back of Kitty's leg, tickling over her heel and instep. Just at the moment that Kitty's ecstasy reached its peak, surprisingly spurting a tiny bit of clear fluid from where Snow had been suckling and licking. "There she goes!" "Isn't that fun?" Snow kept her treasure grin and bright eyes as she kept licking, 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 as Kitty twisted and writhed in pleasure, laughing all the while until finally Snow slowed her pace and let Kitty just lie on the bed, tingling and tittering. Snow crawled up and lay down beside Kitty, still giggling. "Oh, goodness. Oh, mirth mist always makes me so horny." She looked over at Kitty. "And you're... oh, you're still my little obedient child, aren't you?" she said slyly. "Yes, I think so." She lay back and spread her legs, drawing her knees back. "Oh, little cherry," she giggled and cooed. "Come kiss and lick." Kitty felt like she was trapped inside someone else's body, a body that wouldn't obey her, wouldn't resist anyone, and wouldn't stop giggling. She felt herself crawl down between Snow's legs and felt her head lower. She could smell the musk, could feel the smooth skin against her lips as she bent to kiss and part Snow's bare labia. But it wasn't really her, she felt.
Oh! Oh! That's heavenly!
In no time, Snow was groaning with pleasure, and Kitty felt something warm flow into her mouth.
Oh, yes! Oh, lap it up! Oh. Lap it all up.
Snow, having been sated, called Kitty up to her and snuggled her head on her shoulder. As the mist slowly began to die, the girl lay in the woman's arms, and their giggles subsided to only light titters.
Why does it feel like that when you touch me down there? Kitty asked.
Down there, Snow said with a grin. You mean on your pussy, she said, sweetly. You can call it that, you know, honey, your pussy.
My pussy,
Kitty said earnestly, or as earnestly as she could with a silly smile, still trying to maintain its weakening position on her lips.
Yes, Snow said, and...
And do you know why we call it a pussy?
Oh, my.
No, Kitty replied.
Because, Snow said, purrs when you pet it.
Snow broke off in a fit of giggles as a stray floating cloud of mirthness settled onto the bed. The edge of it caught Kitty, and for the next several seconds she lay there in Snow's arms, both of them helplessly giggling like schoolgirls. When Snow finally got enough composure to talk, she looked at Kitty.
Do you like it, though?
She asked.
Do you like it when we pet your pussy?
Kitty blushed, flushed with the mist.
How could she say she didn't like it when she so obviously did?
So she just nodded. Snow smiled.
Tell you what. Why don't you just let me pet yours? And you can pet mine. And, oh God. We'll just lay here like that, okay?
And so they lay there. Kitty curiously exploring the folds of Snow's sex, being rewarded with a sigh or a moan when she touched a particularly sensitive spot. She tried to touch Snow the same way Snow touched her, figuring if it felt good to her, it must feel the same to Snow. And as the night wore on, Kitty truly learned how to play with the pussy. Just before she drifted off to sleep, she heard Snow whisper almost to herself.
Now we have to harvest more mirth mist, she muttered. That will be an adventure, won't it?
She stroked Kitty's hair. But by then, Kitty was fast asleep.